I hail from the kingdom of Wanderley. And in the kingdom of Wanderley, there is no tale quite so beloved as a triumphant one. Yes, I know the word triumphant is nearly as big as salutations, but fear not. It is just as easily understood. Triumphants in Wanderley can best be equated with heroes. Triumphants are the ones who always win, who always come out ahead, and who always get a happy ending. Indeed, those books lucky enough to be selected for the telling of a triumphant tale enjoy a great deal of fanfare, glowing reviews, and all-around gushing, while being adoringly passed from household to household and village to village. I have chosen a wildly different path. I have left behind the grand comforts of my position in Wanderley and braved an indescribably exhausting trip, traveling all the way to the shores of your somewhat perplexing kingdom, simply to sit here on this shelf and wait for you. It's about time! Oh dear. Was that rude? You must forgive me. Triumphants in Wanderley have grown used to not waiting for a single thing. But then again, perhaps that is one of our problems. Problems, you ask? Problems for triumphants? Ha! If there weren't any problems, do you think I would bother prattling on in such an undignified manner? I don't know how the books in your kingdom typically behave, but in Wanderley, we prefer to let our stories speak for themselves. This worked out fine and well at one time, but things have changed. As a storybook kingdom, Wanderley is filled with capable writers. We call them scribes, who string together an astonishing slew of words with admirable prowess. But you and I both know that all the words in the world do not equal a good story if they are lacking in one crucial element: truth. Do not look surprised. I knew the moment you picked me up what sort of a reader you are. An excellent one, that's what. And do not bother protesting, because then you will be questioning my judgment, which, if you haven't already deduced, is similarly excellent. The trouble is, the scribes seem to have rejected that guiding principle. Or perhaps they have merely grown so accustomed to hearing the Chancellor's version of things that the difference between truth and outlandish fabrication has become dangerously blurry. This simply can't be allowed to go on, especially with a story like this one. And so, here I am. Based on what I shared about Wanderley's triumphants, you are likely settling in for a story with bravado, celebratory trumpets, spouts of shimmering confetti, and perhaps even a trophy or some sort of prized blue ribbon. Please take a moment to adjust your expectations. Maybe even dial them down a bit more. Yes, that should do. Of course, I'll do my best to ease you into things. For now, I won't mention any wily, scheming magicians or the creatures that slink and slither through their hopelessly muggy swamp. We needn't spend even a minute mulling over conniving bullies named Bernard Benedict Bumble V. It's never a good sign when a numeral appears at the end of a bully's name, is it? Or bemoaning getting singed by a magical flaming horse, whose kind many deem a legend, but are as real as the handsome nose on your face. Yes, we shall have a much cheerier start in a gloomy little pocket of Wanderley known as Ink Hollow, where a girl named Pippa North looked desperately out the doorway on an impossibly rainy day, while a mysterious stranger wearing a more mysterious hat slunk nearer and nearer and nearer. On second thought, that doesn't sound very cheery at all, does it? Nevertheless, these are precisely the sorts of ominous details the scribes in Wanderley would have left out. And I have pledged to tell you the whole story. Alas, a story must begin where it begins. Shall we proceed?